before Apollo 11 vindicated his dreams of more than 40 years. The modest amounts of money with which I assumed space research could be conducted will now cause some rueful amusement. No one could have imagined, in 1947, that within 20 years not merely millions, but billions of dollars would be budgeted annually for spaceflight, and that a lunar landing would be a primary objective of the two most powerful nations on Earth. Back in the 1940s, it seemed most unlikely that governments would put any money into space before private enterprise had shown the way. I can claim a few successes as a minor prophet. I placed the first lunar impact in 1959, and Luna 2 hit the Mare Imbrium at 2101 GMT on September 13, 1959. I was watching hopefully through my Questar telescope in Colombo as the moon sank into the Indian Ocean, but saw nothing. Prelude to Space was written just 2 years after my 1945 paper on synchronous communications satellites, and was, therefore, the first work of fiction in which the idea of commsats was advocated. I have reason to believe that it had some influence on the men who turned this dream into reality. The book appeared originally as a paperback, Galaxy Novel No. 3, February 1951, and was thus my first novel